The media focuses on closing arguments in cases, the exciting, dramatic moments at the end of the trial when one lawyer argues one way and another lawyer argues another way. The famous Johnny Cochran line, "If it doesn't fit, you must acquit," was a closing argument type line. But the start of the case is really important too. Every psychological study talks about primacy and recency, the beginning and the end, the parts that we remember best. And so opening statement is the start of a case, and a very important part of the case in a jury trial in particular. So what happens in opening statements? They're called statements, not arguments, because the rules say they can't be arguments. They're just a roadmap for the jurors on where the lawyers expect the evidence to go. There can be objections from one side against another side during opening statements that the other side is actually arguing their case. That's not allowed, and the judge will sustain the objection. All they can do is state what they believe the evidence will show in the case. With opening statements, for the plaintiff, it's the opportunity to introduce the case to the jurors, and for the defendant, the same thing, and respond a little bit to the arguments that they're anticipating. There's lots of strategy to opening statements. How far does a lawyer want to commit? Are they certain the evidence will go in as they plan? Will they mention evidence and not be able to get that evidence in the case and regret it later? There's lots of strategic decisions, lots of consideration, but it's a really important part of any lawsuit.